First, let's just talk a little bit about the importance of summer. I know you talked a little bit about that in the media conference as well, but and with this group in particular, bringing in the freshmen early to if nothing else, kind of just get used to the terminology that you guys use. Just talk about how important that is.
Oh, it's tremendously important. To get them over the language barrier is huge. And then, you know, the work that Joe Quinlan does with our strength and conditioning team, you know, at, you know, developing character, toughness, resiliency. You know, you can't replicate that when you're home by yourself over the summer. And so to have those guys surrounded with one another, to start to develop our chemistry going moving forward into the fall is just critical to our success and has been.
You had a number of players again this year spend the summer in Maryville.
Yeah, we had 114. And, you know, they've been at it since early June. And they're finishing up this Friday with a hill run. Is anybody that wants to go up to Mazingo and watch them run about 40 times up and down that hill at the dam, you're welcome to go check it out. But they finished up Friday. We're going to give them a couple days off, and then we tee it up on Saturday the 10th is when they report back to campus for camp.
I know a lot of teams try to emulate what you do in the summer program with bringing all the players in, but it just seems like that's such an important part of just developing leadership for the coming year.
No doubt, because, you know, and I said this in the press conference earlier, your puzzle pieces are different. You graduate guys, you graduate leaders, new people have to emerge. And so it gives you 3 months, you know, basically to test drive that, let them start to feel what a leadership role looks like, have some success, have some failure, have, you know, counsel them a little bit on the right direction to go, and start to have that team follow them. So it's critical to what we do.
How important is it to have a quarterback that's been in the battle a little bit coming into this year?
Oh, my gosh, I sleep a lot better at night than I did last year, I can tell you that. You know, just having Braden back, comfortable with our system, understanding, you know, having better cohesion with our receivers and what they can do, and just, you know, overall component of our offense. He's really stepped up in the last 365 days as far as his maturation and understanding what we want and how we want it. Spent a lot of time in the video room learning defenses. It's a different level. You go from high school to college football, it's a lot different, and there's a lot more to know. So we're excited.
How would you compare going into this year as opposed to the last 2 years for you?
You know, that's an interesting question. I hadn't really pondered. You know, there's a level of comfort, I think, overall. The shuffle, you know, from the coaching perspective is been established. You know, I'm more established as a head football coach. I understand, you know, the things that are important. You know, I feel like our kids are in a good place, so I'm excited.
No, the preseason polls really have no meaning, but overall, when you look at the conference coming into this year, what do you see that might be different with the conference teams this year than maybe the last few years?
I think, you know, obviously, you know, I think that Central Missouri having the Bulls kid back will make a huge difference in what they are offensively. You know, Central Oklahoma continues to push. You know, obviously you've got Pitt, you've got Fort Hays State are quality football teams. You know, the tough thing in this league is that top to bottom, everybody's good. And, you know, the difficulty is not having hiccups during your season, because in football, unlike basketball, if you lose a game, it really affects you for the playoff picture. So it's navigating through that season when you know it in Northwest Missouri State you're going to give everybody's best shot.
As far as around the corner, getting things ready to go for fall camp, what are some of the main things early on you want to see out of this group to get started with this?
I just want to see physicality. I'm looking, you know, we're going to have a physical camp. I want to see toughness. I want to see physicality. I want to see effort. And, you know, we'll coach the rest of it. But those things have to be there from day one.